The Office of Management and Budget has told agencies to rethink how they interact with the public and how they think about citizens as customers. The General Services Administration says it's here to help. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, GSA says it's designing tools to help agencies get their customer experience programs off the ground and understand what citizens want.
As one of 15 separate cross-agency priority goals the Obama administration established last year, OMB told agencies to use technology to figure out who their customers are, how they want to access government services, set clear standards for customer service, and make sure those standards are being met. Several agencies have already made significant progress against those goals, says Martha Doris, GSA's Deputy Associate Administrator for Innovative Technologies, positions that look something like the Chief Customer Officer role that's already commonplace in industry are becoming more prevalent throughout government, but some agencies are still getting started and asking where to start. So among the tool sets GSA's working on is something called Voice of the Customer, available to any federal agency.
So that's going to be out soon. That's going to give you all kinds of products and materials to be able to know, okay, that first phase, understanding your customer, what's everything out there that's available. So at GSA, we are trying to put together all those products and services that will help improve not just education and awareness, but skills. We do speaker series where we brought in the nationals customer experience. People really want to know, like, where do you start? Like, how do you get this thing started? And so we're still in the awareness stage, but I think that we are improving, and as we learn more, we're kind of sharing it.
GSA also thinks it can help agencies understand the populations they serve better than they do right now without running afoul of the Paperwork Reduction Act, which, in basic terms, prohibits agencies from gathering personal information from anyone at all without prior notice and public comment. To that end, this week it launched a pilot program called Feedback USA that lets some federal customers give instant reviews on a voluntary basis and through automated kiosk about the customer service experiences they've just gone through at State Department passport locations and Social Security offices.
And we'll be going into airports. So we're going to start getting real-time data to see what the experience is, and then those agencies can make recommendations. That's been staffed by the GSA Chief Customer Office team in working with OMB and the CAP goal.
GSA says the Feedback USA pilot will last for 1 year and will be tweaked at least once every 3 months with the goal of making it more useful to customers. Doris says GSA also wants to help agencies understand their online audiences in a much deeper way, how citizens are using their websites, which portions of them are proving to be useful, and which ones are not. Via its digitalgov.gov service, GSA is now crunching statistics from 4,000 separate federal websites about how those sites are being used and how agencies can make them better.
The digital analytics program is a required program for use on federal websites that allows you to see, to get a dashboard on your key performance indicators. They also have a tool that they're, as soon as we get through PRA, which needs to go into the challenges bucket, we will be able to provide that to agencies. We're trying to make it so agencies don't have to get PRA waiver every time they want to use it. And then you'll be able to have a tool that will let you answer the four questions from the digital government strategy along with the purpose of the site to actually have more data in which to make decisions.
But even though the usefulness of many federal websites is still not top-notch, Dora says the federal government's biggest opportunity for improvement on the customer service front is still in old-fashioned call centers.
You know, if somebody doesn't answer the phone at the IRS, then the Social Security gets the call. And if they get too many calls, they can't actually process disability claims. So whether we like it or not, we're all in this together, and we actually, you know, impact each other whether we want to or not.
Indeed, even if federal agencies manage to create online experiences that transcend their historical reputations of frustrating snail mail and phone calls, they'll need to continue serving populations that have gotten used to calling an 800 number. Tom Allen, the Veterans Experience Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs, says that's one of his department's biggest challenges. While the department is intent on streamlining its websites and making it easier, as he says, to be a VA customer online, it can't do the same thing with its old-fashioned phone lines, even though it knows they're being operated inefficiently. There are 200 call centers today connected by 950 toll-free numbers.
I mean, we're not going to have one 1-800 number, because if a veteran's been calling a certain number for their pharmacy for the last 15 years, we don't want them to have to, you know, learn a different number. There's VBA call centers, VHA call centers. When we eventually figure out what the enterprise level should look like, as opposed to everybody having their own, That'll be an interesting period, probably toward the beginning of next year.
The cross-agency priority goal for customer service asks agencies to prioritize online services. But since many, many VA beneficiaries have gotten used to communicating with VA over the phone over a period of several years, it's unreasonable to expect all of them to make the transition to the web right away. But since many, many VA beneficiaries have gotten used to communicating with VA over the phone over a period of several decades, it's not reasonable to expect all of them to make the transition to the web right away. On the other hand, the Social Security Administration, which has been studying how to revamp its customer service practices for more than a year, has found that age is not necessarily a predictor of how citizens want to interact with their government. Ruby Burrell is the Chief Strategic Officer at SSA.
There's no way we can plan today what the technology is going to look like in some cases even tomorrow, but certainly not in 10 years. So what we did was try to look at what we know today, look at customer behavior, and then try to anticipate what kinds of services and what kinds of choices we could give them. We are trying to just give our customers several channels to interact with us. We're really trying to move as much as possible towards digital services, because that's what customer behavior tells us we need to do. We certainly are getting a lot of pushback from a lot of places about that, saying that some of our customers are not ready for that. That's not what the data shows. One of our main programs is retirement. Right now, 53% of the seniors who file for retirement file online. 75% of the folks who file for Medicare file online. And 50% of the folks who file for disability file online. So the customer's behavior is telling us that they are ready to move, and they're just looking for us to come up with some really good services that are convenient and safe.
Burrell says SSA decided to implement a raft of customer-oriented changes to the ways in which it interacts with its beneficiaries, customers, after having commissioned a study from the National Academy of Public Administration, consulted extensively with its own employees, and even speaking with a futurist. Those measures eventually turned into a strategy SSA calls Vision 2025. And Burrell says that strategy depends on the idea that it's doing what works best for its users, not necessarily what's most expedient for the agency itself.
We have customer service in our DNA, but a lot of time what we meant by customer service was we created a process, or we improved a process based on what was best, inside. We did not do it based on what was best outside. So we did gather data that was compelling enough to show that in many cases we missed the boat. As hard as we tried, we missed the boat on what the customer really wanted. And then also it was clear that we needed to move from what we consider reality to perception. We had to worry about what the customer's perception was. We have 53,000 employees, and we got about half of them to actually weigh in. That data is what convinced our leadership and our employees that we really needed to change.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.